I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Wisconsin Weekend. This summer, Wisconsin will open its first certified forest bathing trail.
Located just south of Eagle River, the quarter-mile Tara Leela Forest Bathing Trail will offer self-guided mindfulness activities. There are 51 trails of its kind around the globe.
These trails are designed to create a deeper connection with nature through slow, mindful movements. To become certified, sites have to go through a complex process and meet a list of 36 different criteria.
Holly Jo Walters is Program Director for the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy's Certified Forest Therapy Trails Program. And Cindy Conlon is a certified forest therapy guide and trail consultant in Eagle River. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
And Holly Jo, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Before we visit this trail in Eagle River, Holly Jo, introduce us, please, to this concept of forest bathing.
A lot of folks kind of laugh or chuckle when they first hear the term forest bathing because I think they're kind of imagining a bathtub in the woods, but it's nothing like that. It's a practice that began in Japan in the 80s, actually. The government was really concerned about just stress and burnout and the health impacts of people spending less time in nature. And so as part of a broader public health initiative, they encouraged people to slow down and spend, intentional time in the forest. And so it's a little bit different. It's not, it's not really about hiking or necessarily getting somewhere. It's about just taking your time and engaging all your senses and being fully present with the natural world. So.
And Holly Jo, what do we know about the health benefits of getting ourselves out in nature like this?
I know I'm feeling a lot of stress just in the amount of time I spend in front of our screens these days. I'm pretty sure my heart rate's elevated, all those things. And what we know is just spending 20 minutes outside in nature has really big impacts, actually, on our bodies. So, I mean, we see lower cortisol levels, lower heart rates, and there's just so many really diseases and illnesses that are related to stress. So just taking a little bit of time, 20 minutes outside, is going to make a huge difference. And beyond that, the trees gift us. We evolved with the trees, and they actually emit this amazing compound called a phytoncide. These have been studied for years now, but basically when a tree is getting attacked by a fungi or something that might impact the health of the tree, they release phytoncides to protect themselves. And our bodies actually respond to those phytoncides. So when we walk in the trees, we're actually breathing those in. And what happens is we see a big increase in a cell called the NK killer cell. It's a natural killer cell. And these cells like float throughout our bodies and like find free radicals and actually specifically target cancer cells. So just spending 3 hours out in the forest can have an impact for days. So there's just a lot of science behind it. But in addition to that, it feels good. I think anybody that spends a lot of time in nature and finds a solace out there understands what that feeling is. But there's definitely a lot of science behind it as well.
And Cindy, introduce us to this path in Eagle River, the trail, Tara Leela Trail. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. Richard and Amy Jo Aylward in 2007 wanted to create a place that people could enjoy nature silently. They actually, on their website, when talked about their mission, said the most satisfactory way to truly and deeply enjoy nature is to go quietly. So I found their land conservancy. It's about 10 minutes from downtown Eagle River. It's super accessible. And I started going there myself. Absolutely loved it. And then I became certified as a forest therapy guide through ANFT, Holly Jo's organization, and started leading forest bathing sessions there for people in Eagle River. So I was really attached to this property. And last January, after I read more about the certification process that Holly Jo is director of for ANFT, I emailed, just called the land manager and said, hey, I already use your trail. How about we become a certified forest bathing trail? And he emailed right back and said, I love everything about this idea. How do we do it? So I had to reach out to Holly Jo because I'm like, I actually don't know how you do it, but let's do it. And so we did.
We'll get into that certification in a minute, but Cindy, staying with you. Now, sometimes when I'm out walking in the woods in nature, I don't know, I'm going full speed, right? I'm covering a lot of ground, and that's fine. There's a healthiness to that, I think. What are you doing, though, when you're guiding people through forest bathing on a trail?
Well, you're providing, first of all, a curated space, which is partially what the certification is about. So this space is one that's going to naturally be quiet. It's going to meet many criteria, including having ideally dappled light. It's going to be accessible. It's not going to have any hazards. We don't have on my trail, I've checked, there's no poison ivy or logs. It's maintained so that when you're there, you're going to be safe. So that I think the first thing about being in this kind of experience is if you're going to calm your central nervous system, you have to feel comfortable, welcome, and safe. So we find a space that offers people that. And then secondly, I lead them through a series of invitations that help them connect with their senses. Again, we have an intention usually to get to the next task. And as you said, we're on to the next thing. When they're forest bathing, ideally, I as the guide can help them put their phone away, turn their watch into their pocket, and let go of time and really connect with all the senses to relate to the forest in a very deep and profound way.
Holly Jo Cindy was just giving a couple of the basics there of what can make a trail an appropriate place, a certifiable place for forest bathing. What does it take to find these trails and make sure, yeah, this is the right environment for this?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, the process, I think, seems rigorous because we look at a lot of different things. But the reality is every natural space is certifiable. So we're not coming in and saying yes or no. The idea is to come in and actually curate the experience based on the landscape and the ecosystem that's there. So, you know, we have 51 trails across the world, and no two trails are alike. So every single trail is going to offer different elements. There's going to be a different type of sensory engagement that each trail is going to offer. And so, yeah, while we look at a number of factors around safety and, you know, safety on the trail, we look at the ecosystem health, we take in design considerations, and even how the space is managed. I often think these trails are also part of initiatives to really bring into focus the mission and values of the organizations that are engaging with us in this way. So we look at all of those things, but we're actually working with what's already existing in their landscape. And then how can we actually invite people into deeper relationship with it? So, you know, we might be creating additional spots for people to pause and just sit and actually take in, you know, whether it's visually or, you know, audibly, or even the smell or taste of the landscape. These things really have the ability to connect people in a way that just simply walking through without really that intention. I don't even want to say mindful, because the idea is to really drop out of our minds, right, and into our bodies and senses so we can
mindlessness. I can get into that.
No kidding, right? I think we all need a little bit more of that these days. But So it really is, you know, about each and every landscape and taking the time to be with each one and understand, you know, not just what we're feeling and seeing and experiencing, but what is the story of this landscape, you know, including the cultures and peoples maybe that came before it. And how are we, you know, how are we helping to connect people to this space?
We're talking about a new forest bathing trail in Wisconsin in Vilas County. Holly Jo Walters is with us from the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy, and Cindy Conlon, certified forest therapy guide and trail consultant in Eagle River. Cindy, just thinking about this, I got to say, I'm kind of chilling out a little bit. You get to observe people, right, on experiences like this. What do you see of the before, during, and after on how people's, I don't know, posture and bearing changes as they experience this?
Oh, it's always a transformation. It's great that you asked that question. It's my favorite part is watching this happen. So people come and they're talking and they're, you know, sometimes they're, you know, kind of walking really fast and they're, you know, talking about how it took to get there and all of that. And then as we start connecting to their breath and they put away their phone. You know, and there's research, by the way, that says that even having your phone out, if it's off, draws some of your attention, which is really scary. So I really encourage them to put it out of sight and even leave it in their car. I'll have a phone if there's an emergency. But I see them kind of just, they almost sigh. You can just see this physical letting go. And then as they get into the experience and they start doing things like, if they're comfortable, closing their eyes and starting noticing what they hear, their other senses become amplified. And we take about 70% of data in through our eyes. So when the eyes are allowed to go offline and we connect with these other senses where we have great ways of knowing, and they start really being present, and their breathing slows down, they start walking slowly. And then at the end, when you ask them, what are they noticing? They notice themselves, things about the forest that they've never seen. Even when we walk by it, we do a point to point at Taralila. So when they come back, they're seeing a part they've already walked. But it is so common for them to say, I know I just saw this 30 minutes ago, but I didn't notice that tree right there in the middle of this area that's by itself. They absolutely see things in a completely new way. And they often say that they've never, well, I had one, we were laying on the ground looking at clouds. And I had a young man say, he was 20. He said, you know, I don't remember doing this. I know I did it when I was like 8 or 9, just being able to be present and look at what's around me. And he actually had tears in his eyes. And it was, that's not an uncommon reaction. People are so, they're restored and they're so grateful to just come back to themselves and know that nature helped them do it.
Holly Jo, we've got this one now in Wisconsin. There's, you mentioned, just over 50 around the world. Do you find that people get hooked on these? They become frequent foresters and want to start visiting more and more of these.
You know, I definitely see that happening. And the reality is people actually want more and more of the same places that they're going to. Hmm. So each, you know, one of the ideas about visiting these trails is to continue to visit that trail throughout the seasons. Like, that landscape is constantly changing. It's constantly moving. So in order to really get into relationship with a place, right, we get to know it through all its seasons. People are like that too. So, I think, you know, it is inviting people not only into the idea of, wow, these trails exist, I want to see more of them, and they can see them in different ecosystems, different landscapes. Like I said, no two trails are the same. We have trails that don't even have trees. They have cacti, right? So it's a really great opportunity also as a destination for folks that are traveling and looking for ways to actually make an impact too on the ways that people travel. So really baked into the whole philosophy of this program is about reciprocity, because I mean, what we know is that people tend to care for the things they love. I think Jacques Cousteau actually said that. And it's beautiful, because once people come into relationship with a place, they're going to tend and care for that place in a different way. And I think that's really at the heart of all of this. So we're hoping people, yeah, continue to explore all these trails, but also continue to explore the ones that they've already been to on a continual basis. So, you know, and with that, I mean, we've got amazing guides like, you know, Cindy that are, you know, leading walks at these locations. So people can show up and have a self-guided walk where they're experiencing it on their own, and they have the opportunities to dive even deeper, because most forest therapy walks are going to take anywhere from, you know, an hour to 3 hours. And to just be guided in those spaces where you can just kind of like let go of everything and let your body sink into the place and know that someone's, you know, created a container in which you're held through that in such a beautiful way is really just a rejuvenating reset for our systems.
Yeah, and Cindy, my first thought of this would be it would be kind of a solitary activity, but is there a value in doing this forest bathing with a group of people?
Oh, I they're both great, but I really love the collective shared experience of it. So it's building community, and it's getting people doing something, you know, off a screen, out of their house, where they're connecting with people that they might not have met. I've actually, in Eagle River, found this whole community of people that I started through forest bathing, and it's just been amazing. I think that shared experience is really valuable when you're asking people, what are you noticing? And if people want to share, they do. And what I always find is that what someone notices sparks something in me. It's like it brings it back a memory, or it connects me more deeply with that experience. It's just really powerful when it's done in a group.
Thanks for sharing this with us. And thanks, Cindy, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Holly Jo, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
Holly Jo Walters is the program director for the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy's Certified Forest Therapy Trails program. And Cindy Conlin is a certified forest therapy guide and trail consultant in Eagle River. A celebration for the grand opening of that forest bathing trail is planned for Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the site.